وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين، فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له، وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, O you who believe, fasting has been ordained for you just as it was ordained for those before you, so that you may attain piety. Fast for a prescribed number of days. Whoever amongst you is ill or upon a journey, then he should count the same number of days besides these to fast. Upon those who are capable in it is the redemption, the feeding of a poor person. Whoever will do a good act of his own will, then surely this is better for him, and it is better for you that you fast, if you but knew. The obligation to fast in Ramadan and essential laws governing fasting. This verse announces the obligation of the Ramadan fast. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam is based upon five pillars. The declaration that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and messenger of Allah, the establishment of salah, the payment of zakah, the performance of hajj, and to fast in Ramadan. Salah and fasting are both physical forms of worship, while zakah involves financial obligations. In hajj, both physical and financial exertions are involved, making it both a physical and financial worship. Salah was made obligatory fard in the fifth year after prophethood. This transpired in Makkah during the night of ascension. The fast in the month of Ramadan was made obligatory and fard in Medina Munawwara during the second year after Hijrah. Just as Salah and Zakah were obligatory for the previous ummah, so too was fasting. This is explained in the phrase where Allah says, just as it was ordained for those before you. Therefore, fasting is nothing new. It should be practiced just as the previous nations had done. The quality of piety and taqwa is born out of fasting, so that you may attain piety, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. By fasting, some degree of difficulty is experienced by the carnal cells, the nafs, which curbs the carnal passions. Piety and taqwa denotes abstaining from all types of sins, be they minor, major, hidden or apparent. So the verse explains that fasting has been made obligatory to attain piety and taqwa. Man is imbued with numerous bestial inclinations and carnal desires, which encourage him to commit sins. Fasting is a form of worship which curbs these animalistic inclinations, thereby decreasing the capacity to sin. The passions and desires of the fasting person are stunted. Fasting for the entire month of Ramadan is obligatory and fard on every sane, mature Muslim. Abstaining from eating, drinking, and sexual cohabitation during the day for an entire month creates a certain submission and placidity within the soul. If a person fasts in accordance with the laws and etiquette described in the Ahadith, then a person's soul can truly be purified. The causes of most of the sins committed by man are his tongue and private parts. Tirmidhi reports from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, what will be the greatest cause for people entering Jahannam and hell? He replied, the tongue and the private parts. While fasting, the tongue and private parts are restricted, and therefore they are less liable to commit sins. For this reason, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in the hadith, fasting is a shield, offering protection against sins and the fire of hell. Keeping the fast with its laws and etiquette will definitely make it easy for a person to refrain from sins. If a person makes the intention of to fast, abstaining from eating, drinking, and conjugal relations, but does not adhere to the various etiquette by indulging in unlawful haram earnings and backbiting, he will be deprived of the blessings and benefits of fasting, even though he will be absolved of the obligation. Nasa'i records the hadith wherein the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fasting is a shield as long as one does not tear it. Another hadith reads, Allah has no necessity for a person to leave eating and drinking when he does not abstain from false speech and sinful deeds. From the above, it is understood that the fast is not complete by mere abstention from eating, drinking, and conjugal relations. Fasting includes staying away from all evil and vile deeds. It is improper for a person to speak indecently while his mouth is in abstinence. For this reason, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when any one of you is fasting, he should not speak indecently nor be rowdy. If another person swears at him or wants to involve him in a dispute, he should merely say, without retaliating, I am fasting. That is, I do not wish to dispute. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are many fasting persons who, because they indulge in backbiting, illicit acts, and unlawful and haram deeds, achieve nothing from the fast except hunger and thirst. There are also many persons who perform tahajjud salah, the late night salah, but because of vanity and show, achieve nothing thereby except the difficulty of staying awake. A prescribed number of days, ayyam ma'dudat. Fasting has been ordained for a prescribed number of days only, which are not very difficult for a person to observe. Thereafter, mention is made of the special concessions accorded to those who are sick or on journey. In their respective conditions, should they omit some of the fast, they will have to fast the same number of days after Ramadan. The making up for missed fast is referred to as qada, which will be explained in the ensuing verses, inshallah. Upon those who are capable is a redemption for feeding of a poor person. This law applied during the early stages of Islam. A hadith is reported in Sunan Abi Dawud that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina Munawwara, he instructed the Muslims to fast for 3 days a month. Thereafter, the fasts of Ramadan were enforced. Since the people were not accustomed to fasting and found it difficult, the above concession was granted to those who, even in spite of possessing the ability to fast, did not have to do so if they did not wish to. They could substitute it with the feeding of a poor person for every missed fast. It was after this stage that the order was later revealed, Whomsoever witnesses the month of Ramadan should fast therein. This verse abrogated the concession of missing fast for those who are capable. After this, every person was instructed to fast. Exemption was granted to the ill and traveling persons who could miss the fast but have to keep them later on. The three phases in the injunction of fasting. A lengthy hadith is reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayh that salah and fasting both underwent three phases in their obligation. After concluding the three phases of salah, those of fasting are mentioned as follows. Upon arriving in Medina Munawwara, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to fast during 3 days of every month, together with the fast of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. Then Allah revealed the following verse, making the fast of Ramadan obligatory. O you who believe, fasting has been ordained for you, just as it was ordained for those before. These verses, together with making the fast of Ramadan incumbent, also granted the concession to people to offer expiation of feeding a poor person. This expiation and fidya was considered to suffice for the fast. Thereafter, Allah revealed the subsequent verses. It was in the month of Ramadan wherein the Quran was revealed. Included in these verses was the command, whomsoever witnesses the month of Ramadan should fast therein. This verse made concession for every healthy person not on journey to fast. The previous concession to offer the atonement in lieu of missed fast was hereby repealed. This concession remained only for those who were ill or on a journey. They are allowed to miss fast in Ramadan and make it up later. The fidya and expiation for missed fast remains only for such old people who are unable to fast. The instruction existed initially that during the nights of fasting days, a person was only permitted to eat, drink, or cohabit until the time he fell asleep. If anyone fell asleep, even though the night was not yet over, he was not allowed to indulge in any of these actions upon awakening. It once transpired that a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose name was Sirma radiallahu ta'ala an, engaged in hard labor throughout the day while fasting. When he reached home that evening, he was so exhausted that he fell asleep after performing the Isha prayers. Due to the fact that he had fallen asleep, he was now not permitted to eat nor drink anything. Subsequently, the night passed in this manner till daybreak, whereafter he fasted. Once again, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam noticed the extreme strain on him and inquired, "What is the matter? I see you experiencing great difficulty." He then related the entire episode. It has also been narrated that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an once cohabited with one of his wives after having fallen asleep. He then related the incident to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With reference to this, Allah revealed the verse, "Taking unto you spouses has been permitted for you during the nights of your fast." Sayyidina Ibn Abi Layla rahmatullah alayhi narrates that the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that when the fasts of Ramadan were made obligatory, it was difficult for them initially. For this reason, it was permissible for them to feed a poor person for every missed fast, even though they were capable of keeping it. Then the verse, "And that you fast is better for you if you but knew," abrogated this concession. So every person now had to fast. Inshallah, we'll continue with this particular subject. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the month of Ramadan comes along, give us the tawfiq of fasting kama haqqahu, the manner in which fasting should be carried out, and attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we can acquire piety. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His infinite grace and mercy, also give us a tawfiq to fast the nafil fast during the other months of the year, to draw the closeness and attachment to Him. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.